You are not the arbiter of the universe. Disappointed? You are not the arbiter of the universe. It's hard to know if you still have the baby genes working, even though you are an adult. Here is one of the ways you know. This is one of the things I have recently found out about the entitlement genes. They say, you have the right to call things wrong and then they are wrong. Without those baby genes you can call things wrong. But that doesn't make them wrong. You can call anything anything, but it is just you being a windbag. Hot air. Because you don't have the power to call it. Reality is reality, and whatever you say about reality is just your opinion. A commentary. A narrative. Simple a story. So unless you know that you are running the entitlement gene when you opine, you are keeping those pesky genes on. Same when you shit on people, things, on yourself. Who do you think you are? There are things you have power over. But you behave, and that is the entitlement genes doing it, as if you were the lord of the universe. Not just a lord of yourself. Even if we considered that there was something or someone that created the universe. Once it was done, that's it. The thing or the person can tweak it, but their word means nothing. Not a f-ing thing. So if your God, or whatever you call it, doesn't like what you are doing, doesn't like how you are doing things, doesn't like how you talk, how you spend your life, then it is too bad. Deciding after the fact that it's wrong makes that God look really bad. If you wanted people to be different, then you should have created them different. You see, even God, if God opinionated, even your God would have their baby genes on. Not just you. I am not going to argue if the universe was created or it just happened. Really, I don't care. I do care though that you knock it down a notch and have some humility. You are not the arbiter. And if your parents, your teachers, your school, your city, your government plays God, have contempt for them. Or compassion. Both allow you to be unaffected and untouched. They are not entitled, and you are not entitled. Now, one more thing. There is another symptom by which you can notice that a baby gene or two are working feverishly against you. You compare. As in you consider yourself the best. Or consider yourself less. No matter which way you go, it is a sign of the baby genes. Pure survival. And surprisingly, pure arrogance, no matter which way you go. Why? Because ultimately you are still considering yourself the king, the arbiter of the universe. By considering that your judgment makes it so. The one who judges is the king. Ugh. Miserable. Wretched. And that is that.